Today's podcast is brought to you by YTG Insurance at 113 West Gum Street in Marion, Kentucky. That's Yarbrough, Tabor, and Goodwin Insurance Company. Stop and see Tanner, Joe, LeGene, or Patty for all of your insurance needs. Welcome to the YTG podcast. Crittenden County starts the 2015 football campaign on Friday night. Todd Central, a non-district opponent, comes to town. Coach Darn's Todd Central, 2-8 last year. They're a pretty good football team.
Yeah, Chris. I mean, they're big. They have some athletes, and that's what we worry about. They're a 2A ball club. They had a bunch of seniors last year, but they got a lot of seniors this year. I think they have probably 12, 13 seniors, about like we do. And they're just big, and what they try to do is they just try to blow you off the ball, and they run a wishbone offense, and we really think that their quarterback is the one that makes things happen as far as running football. So I think they're going to spread the ball, spread the field, and try to let him run it. And he's a great athlete. I think his name is Natremus
Harris. And, short guy, not very big.
He's short, but he can run. He's a scat back, and that's what concerns us. And but it's not all about them; it's about us. And we are truly excited about this year going back to Class A and playing teams that we feel we can compete with. And my concern right now is just the confidence our kids and our team has on whether or not that we can win every game we step on the field with. And that's what we were trying to gain, and you do that by having success. We've got a pretty solid football team. We've got some kids who stepped up, and one of our goals this year, because we have 49 on the roster, which is the most ever, and one of our goals was simply to get more kids on the field so they don't have to go both ways all the time. And so we have 7 of the 11 starters that's not going both ways, and 4 of our starters are going both ways, and we have substitutes for them. And that says a lot for those kids that accepted the role as they might be a backup player, they might be a second teamer, but those kids getting better will make us better throughout the course of a game.
One of the guys that will not be going both ways is quarterback Nick Castiller, and we got a look at Nick last week in the scrimmage game out here against Callaway. Nick threw the ball, I'd say, for the first day out of the shoot, pretty well. Completed about half his passes. He was 12 for 23. Had a couple interceptions, but threw a touchdown pass and at 150 yards. But then his backup, Hunter Boone, looked really good. Threw that pass right before halftime on the pylon, and really a nice job for the backup. That's got to make you feel a little more comfortable too.
Well, it does. I mean, Nick has really worked hard at studying the game, working on his mechanics, and becoming a good quarterback, and he really wants to. Nick understands everything. He knows everything. He knows the playbook inside and out right now. He studied it. Nick is just afraid of making a mistake, and he's going to make mistakes, and he's got to shake that off. He's got the talent. He's got the ability. He just has to make sure that he goes out there and does it and trusts what he sees. And he's very capable of doing that. And Hunter Boone, is a lot like Nick, except he doesn't run as well as Nick. And right now, Hunter Boone has probably the most poise of any freshman quarterback that I've ever had here. And, we feel confident that as he matures, he can step in and take the place of Nick. And then, of course, you have Paxton that's right behind him that's going to push him. So, we're hoping that those two kids battle it out, because when they're better, we're better. And so, I'm not saying that Nick is not going to play defense. He's not starting right now. Yeah. It's just the fact that by putting your starting quarterback in there, you maximize the chance of injury. And then when that happens, then you force either a young quarterback or another quarterback to come in. So we're just trying to do that right now to see if we can get by with that.
Of course, you've gone to the Tony Franklin system on offense for the average fan, like we've talked about. Probably won't notice a whole lot. You're going to be in the spread, which is something we've used quite frequently in the past few years. But to me, I saw a lot better hands out of your receivers at at the scrimmage, and not just your top guy. It all the way down the line. Seth Birdwell caught 3 passes. Alex Cosby caught 6. Tylan Coleman had a couple. Ethan Hunt had a couple. Dylan Hollis had 3. So all these guys showed that they have some hands and made some good catches.
And you know, we have several young kids that can catch the ball too. And I tell you, there's no difference in the system that we're running. We were running the Tony Franklin system. Mm-hmm. What the difference is when we went to camp, thank you to our quarterback club for allowing us to go to camp, what it did is showed us how to practice every day to get the kids' hands better, to work every day on catching the ball. Not only that, but it showed the players that we were committed to throwing the football. So they knew what their role was. They knew what they were going to have to do, and we challenged them to get better and understand what it is that they have to get better in. And I'm going to tell you now that they can flat catch the football. And the problem is sometimes if they don't, they've had lack of confidence in doing that, then we're afraid that they're going to go in the tank and not just shake it off. Because if they miss the ball, that's okay. If they make a bad pass, it's okay. We're going to make bad blocks or miss blocks, and all that's going to happen. You just have to shake it off, get better, and be better because of it. And their confidence is high right now. So, and we're throwing the ball. And I'm going to tell you what, Ethan Hunt at that camp was the best receiver that we saw out there as far as hands. I mean, caught everything around them. So, I mean, they're just working hard all the way around.
Of course, our running backs, Hollis and of course, Castiller ran the ball 5 times, but Hollis and Myers. Hollis had a better game, 55 yards. Mason didn't seem like he couldn't hardly get out of the backfield before he got hit. But then you got Cosby the ball on a jet or something around. I can't remember exactly what it was, but he got the ball one time. So is he a guy that's going to see some touches back there too?
You know, when we put the pads on for the first time and we had contact, Cosby, the way he performed, he told us, and not in words, but in actions, that we need to get the ball in his hands. Mm-hmm. So automatically we're saying, okay, we've got to get the ball in his hands. We've got to get the ball in Tyler Coleman's hands. We've got to get the ball in Hollis's hands, and Myers' hands, and Birdwell's, and Ethan Hunt. So we have good skilled players, mm-hmm. and then we have some backups behind them. What you didn't see is actually the things that we're actually going to be doing tomorrow night. So
you want to talk about any of those?
No, I'm not going to talk about them, but I'm telling you, we intentionally didn't do some things that we are going to do simply because that is in our scheme and it's in our package and we're not going to do it. And I'm going to tell you, it's been a commitment from the players, the booster club, the coaching staff, all the way through that we're going to do this and we're going to make it work. And it's promising. It looks promising in the future because we have kids that are coming along and getting better. You know, Jacob Russellberg, I mean, he's one that if he gets a confidence, and he's starting defense, uh-huh. if he gets a confidence offensively, he's one that can get his hands on the ball and make something happen. And it's those types of kids that we have to make sure that we develop as a team, and they're able to get some playing time in so we can be better in the future. So we're excited about it, and we'll see what it's going to look like tomorrow night.
Now, defensively, you've changed a little bit on defense. You've got another defensive back in there that you're going to be – it's going to be your base formation. But from the scrimmage game, what really stuck in my mind, it looked like your defensive ends really played well.
Yeah, our defensive line is pretty good.
It's going to be hard to be blocked.
they're not bad, but I'm going to tell you what. Todd Central is 5'11", 313 pounds. They're 6 foot, 340 pounds. They're 5'7", 310 pounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're big. You know, so they're gonna move. What they do is they run a wishbone, and they're just trying to get positive yardage and hopefully spit something. So we're going to be challenged. But, you know, I was impressed with Dylan Smith at linebacker. You know, has shown that he can start and play and contribute in there, and that's what we were looking at. So, you know, our secondary, you know, I thought that they reacted well. We did a couple mistakes, but that's what scrimmages are for, and we're getting better in that point. But, you know, defensively, we feel pretty good about what we have, and we just have to make sure that we react with the right technique and the mentality that we want them to. And so, you know, the two coordinators have worked hard in you know, getting the system into what they have. The 4-2-5 is what we have, and it's more or less a 4-3 with a hybrid linebacker to be able to move them. And you have to evolve, because that's what most teams do, is spread you out. So what we're trying to do is keep a linebacker in a box. And so we were looking at that, and they hurt us on the run Friday with the scrimmage, because we were moving people around and weren't making the right adjustments, and there were sometimes no linebackers in when we should have two. So, you know, we worked on that. We made adjustments to that, and we're going to play football and see what happens. And, you know, Sean Thompson is going to call the offense, and he's worked hard. Mm-hmm. And I understand the toughness of that, because I've done it for all this time, and to turn it over to him. But I can tell you that I have total confidence in both the coordinators, and they've done an outstanding job.
These guys on the defensive front, Beavers and especially, you know, Fitzgerald, the senior, over on the other side at defensive end, those guys, I know we had a couple of sacks, we had a couple of hurries, we had a batted pass. And I just thought those guys really got after it. Of course, your front two are pretty good, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're solid. We have Devin Hopper came back out, mm-hmm. and by him coming back out, we were looking at moving Tyler Coleman to a skill player who started at offensive guard last year, who we know has talent to play a skill player. But my reservation was that we had a starting guard that we're going to move to skill, and now we had to fill that guard spot. So we saw the opportunity for Gary McConnell and Devin Hopper to battle that position. Gary McConnell has a complete change in attitude, commitment, dedication, has done an outstanding job. He's going to start at that guard spot, which allowed us to move Devin Hopper to a defensive tackle, mm-hmm. Because we lost Adam Wright, yeah. For injury, who was going
to
be there. With a knee injury. And so Devin Hopper, you know, they're playing one way, and so it allows him, and he's excited to play that tackle. He's pretty solid there if he plays, yeah. the right technique. His motor's always going. Yeah. But we have to understand, we just can't run up the field. We have to make sure that we play the technique, and the person in front of us is going to tell us where the ball's going, and we have to react to that. So, and then we have Travis McKinney, you know, and hopefully his knee's going to hold up, and if it doesn't there, then we have Austin McKinney. We have Shelby Robinson that we can put in there to tackle, and so we have pretty solid line up front for that linebacker crew, who's anchored by Dylan Hollis, and then Dylan Smith is also at that linebacker.
Travis McKinney tweaked his knee a little bit. Not sure if it happened before the scrimmage, but he didn't play a whole lot in the scrimmage. But he, coming into this season, he's ranked by Max Preps, Kentucky Preps, some of those online scout-type websites as one of the top linemen in Class A, and he is. He's gonna be a good football player. Hopefully his knee is not going to be an issue. I know he's been and had an MRI this week. It looks like he's going to be on the ready to go Friday night, right?
Yeah, and you know, we're going to look at it and see. The doctor told me that there could be a slight tear in his meniscus, but if it was his son, he wouldn't do anything and scope it because he wasn't 100% sure. And so what you have to do is you have to allow him to work it out and see what he can do and what that knee will allow him to do, and that's what we're hoping for today in practice and at the game and pregame, and find out whether or not that he can go. And we are a different ball club with Travis McKinney in there. He makes things happen, and his motor goes all the time, and he's an inspiration out there. He's hard to block on defense, and then when he gets on offense, you know, he knows it, he understands it. He's one of our best linemen as well. But, you know, we feel pretty good about our team right now, and we just feel unchallenged, and we got to find out. We got to put everything together. And like I told the players yesterday, it's not about anybody else. It's about what we do, and it's about us making sure that we set the example for Class A now, coming back to Class A, and we have the first opportunity to do so tomorrow night.
Of course, like we said, Todd Central was 2-8 last year. Didn't win a game the year before that, but they're a scary team. They're a pretty decent team. They had a couple of quality wins last year, and this will be a good test for us. The opening night of the season, 7 p.m. kickoff, And you can catch more, get more information on the website. Go to the Rocket website and check out all the stats and information we have on Crittenden County's returning players and Todd Centrals. And you also get the Crittenden Press this week. It's got the football preview in it. A lot of football, a lot of energy, and a lot of excitement this year, Coach Darnes. I think everybody in town that's a football fan is so happy we're back down at Class A, where we feel like we can compete and where we've proven traditionally we will.
And it's because they understand. It's because they understand, and we understand that. And it's been 4 years, and you know, and my fear was that we've been in 2A. We've won 3 ball games each of those years, 4 1 year, and so we were afraid of that too. And now we're in Class A, and we feel we can compete with the teams in Class A and in our schedule. So we're excited about it. The kids have been challenged, and we're ready to get started with it.
All right, we're going to get started Friday night, 7 p.m., Rocket Stadium. See you there. And there's tailgate party beforehand down at the multipurpose room, one of the booster clubs selling pork chops. So see you there before the game.